Penguin Audio presents The Tao of Willie, A Guide to the Happiness in Your Heart by Willie Nelson with Turk Pipkin. Read by Willie Nelson, Turk Pipkin, and Tom Steckschulte.
Hi, I'm Turk Pipkin. This is The Tao of Willie, a book I wrote with my friend, Willie Nelson. The Time of the Teacher, an Introduction. Some things never change. Just like when we were kids playing games on a warm summer evening, the world is still comprised of two basic types of people, hiders and seekers. Hiders are generally happy right where they are, while seekers are more likely to look for something new. In our heart, most of us know which one we are. There's also a third type of person, the master. One who teaches, inspires, and shows the way for the rest of us. In a game of hide-and-seek, a master will never be found, unless they want to be. Those of us on the student side of life, hiders and seekers alike, need teachers to smooth life's bumpy path or to help us laugh at ourselves when we veer off course and land on our asses. If you're thinking that doesn't apply to you because you haven't landed on your ass lately, just wait. You will. My name is Turk Pipkin, and I'd known Willie Nelson 20 years before I realized how much I'd learned from him, 2 decades before I realized that without his even trying, he'd been showing me the way all along. For me, Willie Nelson has been that rarest of people, a teacher. There was a time, of course, when Willie was a student like the rest of us, but I think that somewhere along the way he found himself on a higher path, so to speak. The Tao of Willie is a stroll along that path with a Texas boy who was born with an old soul and whose heart seems to grow younger with each passing year. Now, before you go thinking I'm gay for the guy, let's get one thing straight. I'm not setting Willie up to be some kind of prophet, to have infallible judgment, or to be sneaking up on perfection. After all, I've seen his golf swing. I've also seen firsthand as Willie weathered his own share of bumps and falls. And one of the greatest lessons I've learned from him is the value of picking yourself up, dusting off your butt, and getting back on the road again. Perhaps the best I can say of Willie Hugh Nelson is that no one I know has laughed harder or loved life more. And if you really want to learn something, what could be better than how to laugh and love? According to the ancient Chinese philosophy of the Tao Te Ching, it is possible to look into one man's eyes and see the entire universe. As a longtime friend and Willie's co-author of this little book of thoughts and wisdom, I've had the opportunity to look into Willie's eyes and into the thoughts that give those eyes their shine. Many of Willie's thoughts are more Baptist than Buddhist, some more cowboy than Indian, but all have stood the test of time through Willie's achievement as a family man, as a friend to everyone he meets, as a believer in justice and freedom, and as one of the great legends of American music. It would and will take an entire book of wit and wisdom to give a fair account of what Willie the student has learned, but first I offer my own brief accounting of a few things that I've learned from him. Call it my Ode to Willie. Who knows, maybe I am gay for the guy. Willie Nelson is an American icon. His voice as comforting as the American landscape, his songs as familiar as the color of the sky, his face as worn as the Rocky Mountains. Perhaps that's why it's been suggested we add his face to the cliffs of Mount Rushmore and be done with it. For half a century, he's played countless concerts across America and around the world. His appeal crosses nearly all social and economic lines, and he's been instrumental in shaping both country and pop music. He's called an outlaw, though from Farm Aid to the aftermath of September 11, from the resurrection of a burned-out courthouse in his hometown to fanning the flame of the Olympics, it is Willie Nelson who brings us together. If America could sing with one voice, said Emmylou Harris, it would be Willie's. Willie Nelson is a highwayman. He may have traded his horse for a tour bus, but he still rides into your town, kidnaps your girl's heart, and pockets just enough of your cash to keep his life in order. And you can hardly wait for him to come back and do it all again next year. It helps if people love you. Another lesson from the master.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?